How's it going? Glad to see everyone. I've been getting to know Eric Sugarman and his staff quite a bit over these past couple days, and just looking forward to Thursday.
How's it feel?
Feels pretty good. Each day making progress, so just going to keep moving forward and trying to get ready for Thursday.
Can you put a percentage on what chance you have of playing at this point?
I cannot. We still have a long time to Thursday, so right now I'm just going to continue to just rehab and do a little exercising today and see where I am over these next couple of days.
If it were totally up to you, would you play? I know you said the trainers have a say, but if it was your decision, would you be ready?
Well, I'm not going to put that on my shoulders or anything. I want to do what's best for the team. I'm sure that the training staff and the coaching staff is going to do what's best for the team also.
You do more today than you could Sunday after the game?
Absolutely. And, like I said, I've been able to spend some time in the training room and just start rehabbing as soon as the injury happened after the game. And I'm much, much further ahead than I was Sunday.
Mobility or strength, that's better now than it was 2 days ago?
Both. I would say both. And I give credit to the training staff that we have here. They've been pushing me mentally and physically to overcome this.
What have you all done to actually test it and put weight on it?
Well, we've just been doing some flexibility exercises and little things like that. And today I'm actually going to get out and run a little. So we'll see how that goes.
Have you pushed off and made throws with it yet? Or?
We've stayed away from that. I've just been inside and on the machines and everything.
Hey, how do you feel about all the excitement and hype that you've kind of created with your, your first start for the Vikings?
I feel pretty good about it. And, it was an opportunity not only for myself, but, we have other guys, young guys on this team, Jerick McKinnon, Jairus Wright, Vlad Dukas, guys who are making their first starts for the season also, and guys who played big for the team, this past weekend. So it was a pretty good feeling, but, we had our time to celebrate, the victory over Atlanta, and now we're just looking forward to our first NFC North game.
Teddy, if you are able to play on Thursday, how exciting will it be getting out there, national TV and everything else, one of the great venues as well?
Yeah, it'll be very exciting to be out there, Thursday. And, you talk about Lambeau Field, the history and the tradition behind that stadium. It's going to be a great feeling being able to just play in that facility, with all the history that's behind it.
Teddy, have you ever...
Walking in with all the weapons you guys had when you had Adrian, when you had Kyle, when the offensive line was completely intact, how much has that required you guys as an offense to evolve, or you as a quarterback to kind of change things?
Well, Coach Turner, he mentioned not to blink an eye. And throughout the course of a season, you're going to have obstacles that you have to overcome. And it just allows other guys to have an opportunity to step up when their number is called. So I think the guys have been doing a great job of just stepping up to the challenge and I've been playing great football for us so far.
Has it changed the running game just with you guys being able to do more stuff out of a shotgun? It seems like you're in more of those sets running the ball with you in there now.
I think it's one of those deals where whatever works and, whatever we know that our opponents, may struggle with or, it's tendency. So it's one of those deals where, running out of the shotgun has been working for us. And the guys up front, the offensive line, have been doing a great job, and running backs have been doing a great job running with their pass low. So it's just been an overall team effort.
What is it about that's worked so well?
Like I said, the offensive line, it starts with those guys up front. Those guys never get enough credit, but whenever you can rush the ball for, the amount of yards that we did this past weekend, it just speaks volumes of your offensive line. And, also we didn't give up any sacks. So whenever we're pretty balanced, being able to pass the ball and also rush the ball, the big guys deserve all the credit.
Teddy, how does this team carry over the momentum into this big NFC North rival game?
We know how big this game is. It's a rivalry game for the Minnesota Vikings, and it's a huge game, especially being our first NFC North game. So we're going to try to just continue to carry the momentum. We're going to ride the wave that we're riding right now and try our best to just go out and play great football Thursday.
What was the difference on Sunday for you guys?
I think overall, it was a great team effort. The guys continue to fight for one another, show great faith. Coach Zimmer always talks about what is faith. Faith is belief without proof. And it was one of those deals where we all had faith in each other. The guys, knew that the guy next to them was going to get their job done. So it was overall a great team effort.
Teddy being an NFL starting quarterback now has had some success. What's different for you in your life? More phone calls, more demands on your time. What's kind of changed for you?
Nothing's changed at all. You know, yeah, I feel that I've set the bar pretty high, but, you know, that's what I expect of not only myself, but, you know, from this entire team. You know, we have a great group of guys in the locker room here and guys who just love, you know, what they do, which is play football. So, you know, for me, you know, nothing has changed, and I'm just going to continue to just be a great teammate.
Hey, Teddy, thinking back on the offseason, thinking
Rodgers at an awards dinner?
Excuse me?
Rodgers, you ever meet him at an awards dinner or anything?
No, I have yet to meet Aaron Rodgers.
Teddy, thinking back to the offseason, you know, you went from being one of the top quarterbacks and then, you know, you ended up falling to the Vikings at the bottom of the first round. Were you, since that was your first time going through that experience, what were you thinking about how that changes, you know, where your stock is high and then supposedly it kind of drops?
You know, throughout that time, I never really bought into, you know, the draft stocks and anything like that because I knew that it was just the word of mouth. You know, at the end of the day, it was what the decision makers were thinking. And, you know, I'm glad to be here in Minnesota. And I said prior to the draft that, you know, this was one of the places that I really wanted to come. And ever since I've gotten here, everything has just exceeded expectations from, you know, the players in the locker room to the coaching staff. And I'm just glad to be a part of this team, glad to be a part of this organization, and just look forward to the many great things that are coming ahead.
Teddy, you wish you could have gone eight instead
of... Oh, you know, it really doesn't matter. As long as I'm here in Minnesota trying to be the best Viking that I can be.
But not blinking eye advice, is that from Nor or Scott?
It's from Nor, yeah.
Teddy, Coach Zimmer said you guys ran a couple of read option plays. Did you do that at all at Louisville?
I may have ran a read option probably twice or three times at Louisville, but it was just what worked for us Sunday, and we had a huge success doing it.
How does that affect kind of the other team's defensive line and players, to just to be aware of that, the fact that you could pull it? How does that create opportunities for guys like Matt and Jerry?
It just makes, you know, the defense become more accountable for the quarterback in the run game. And, you know, luckily I didn't have to pull the ball many times. I think I probably only pulled it once. But, you know, those guys, Jarek and Matt, did a great job of just, you know, taking what the defense gave them, you know, running with their pass low and playing physical.
Was Jarius Wright that big a part of the game plan, or was he just the guy who got open?
Yes, he was, you know, prior to the game, throughout the week of practice, we had targeted Jarius a lot. And we had a good feel that, you know, it was going to be a big game for him, and he stepped up to the challenge and made huge plays for the offense.
Got any memories, Teddy, of watching the Packers at any time, watching Favre, Rodgers, watching one of their Super Bowls, anything like that?
Yes, a ton of memories. But
What are some?
I can't even tell you, you know, the exact sort of specifics, but I just remember growing up being a huge fan of Brett Favre, and I feel that he was one of the toughest quarterbacks to play this game, and you know, I admire everything about him.
Teddy, can you take us into your mind when they were chanting your name right before you came into the game?
The biggest thing that was going through my mind was just, you know, relax and play football. You know, we had a great game plan going into the game, and, you know, my job was just to execute the calls and get the ball out of my hand and allow our playmakers to make plays.
Daddy, have you ever had an ankle sprain like this before? And if so, how long did it take to recover?
I have dealt with an ankle sprain before, but, you know, each injury is different. And, you know, you can't really put a time frame on things. You know, right now, I can say that Thursday is a long way from now. So, you know, right now I'm just going to continue to just make as much progress as I can in the training room and go from there.
Last couple?
Teddy, after
a couple of days to review the film, what stands out that, you know, you did well, and what do you think you need to improve on?
Because it's been a short week, because we have a game on Thursday, we really had to rush through the film because we're trying to prepare for Green Bay, and, you know, Atlanta is in the past now. But, no, I can say the takeaways from that game was that, you know, we did a great job of just executing the game plan, getting done what was called. And I know that I can improve on still just, you know, completing those easy passes. You know, I missed Jerry's right on the sideline, which could have probably been my first NFL touchdown. And, you know, that still sticks with me. But, you know, I put it in the pass, and I'll just move forward and get ready for Green Bay.
You mentioned that you had time to reflect, savor your first win, sitting in the training room by yourself, anything like that?
Not at all. You know, I'm one of those guys who I'll celebrate the victory, you know, while I'm still at the facility. But the moment I stepped foot outside of the TCF Bank Stadium, and that win is now in the past, and you know, it's now time to prepare for the next opponent.
You mentioned Favre. Did you know that he was the last Viking quarterback to go into Green Bay and get a victory in 2009?
I had no idea. That's an interesting fact and a cool fact. It's always good to learn something new every day.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.